Valerie is responsible for choosing this launch, right? So she can choose it as five, because she knows that's the one that Alice used before. And therefore, Valerie will authenticate to Alice, right? If we kept it the way it should have been signature B of 10, 5, and A, and Valerie would not be able to do this, right? So this is quite an advanced thing, but it's an interesting thing because it shows, like, if you read the protocol specifications, even if there's like something that is very minor, very small thing, right, it's just the order of some things, it's generally not a good idea to change it. Because it might not look like in any way that it's significant, but it could actually very seriously affect the overall security of the protocol. Okay, and then we get to the last one. So let's say we have a really complicated protocol with many people, lots of messages. What do we do? Right? So in this case, we have Alice, we have Bob, we have a third party. In the next lecture, we'll talk a lot about third parties. Right? Alice is sending to this S, her identity, Bob's identity, and a random number. S is sending back to Alice. Alice's random number, Bob's identity, and KAB, all encrypted with KAS, and what's also in here is a message for Bob, which is KAB, the identity of Alice, encrypted with TPS, right? And then Alice sends to Bob the message that S has sent to her, so she just forwards this message, KAB, Alice, and Bob. Bob will then create a random value, send it to Alice, encrypted with PAB. Alice will send ND minus 1, encrypted with PAB, back to Bob. Okay, so this is quite a complicated thing. Right? So, if I told you to look at this, I'll give you a couple of minutes. Think about who is authenticated to who. Right? Who in this system is authenticated to who? There's now three parties. So, is Alice authenticated to S? Is Alice authenticated to B? Is S authenticated to A? Is S authenticated to B? And is B authenticated to anyone? Right. See what you think. So the way that you solve this, when you think about authentication, is that having many different parties doesn't really make it much more complicated, because authentication can only really happen between two people at any one time. Right? So you can just make pairs. You can say, what happens between A and S? What happens between A and B? What happens between S and A, S and B? What happens between B and A and B and S? Right. So first of all, we can say, is Alice authenticated to S? Yes or no? What is the message going from Alice to S? The only message that goes is this identifier of A, identifier of B, and a random number. So Alice is not authenticated to S. It is authenticated to A. So S sends to A a message that only somebody with KAS can make. And inside this message, there is Alice's not. Right? So yes, S is authenticated to Alice. Okay. Is Bob authenticated to S? This is the easiest one, yes or no? No, because there's never even a message from Bob to S. Right? So what about S to Bob? This is a little bit interesting. So S does send Bob a message. It's this KAB, Alice's identity, and TBS. So in theory, only S could have made this message because she uses BS. But there isn't really freshness in it, right? It doesn't have a nonce that Bob made. There is this new key, but that doesn't really guarantee freshness because S chose the value, right? So it doesn't really prevent us from replaying it, recording it, and sending it to Bob later, right? Unless Bob keeps some long log of every single message that S has ever sent, but that's probably unlikely. So S is not really authenticated. So at the end of message 3, Alice now has the new KAB, and Bob has the new KAB, right? Bob chooses a random number KAB and sends it to Alice. That's the only message that Bob sends to Alice. Is that enough to authenticate Bob to Alice? Do we have data origin authentication? Is there something that only Bob can do? Yes, because only Bob can encrypt with KAB in theory, because he's the only other person with this key. But there's no freshness. Even though there's a nonce, if the person sends the nonce and encrypts it, that's not freshness. The guy that's trying to prove that it is the person cannot generate the random number. Right? Because that doesn't work for replay protection, right? Because then I just record this and I send it tomorrow. Yes, there's a random number in it, but it's coming from the sender. Right? For a random number to work, Alice has to send that random number to Bob. Bob has to include it and send it back. Then Alice knows this is fresh because this is my random number. If Bob is just in charge of sending the random number, that doesn't work. Logical timestamps are different. Then we have counters. Right? So this is not it. This is a random number. So actually, Bob is not authenticated to Alice. Is Alice authenticated to Bob? Yes. Because this last message has ND minus 1 KAB. So basically it's something only Alice can do because she uses KAB. And it has ND minus 1 in it, which also illustrated that Alice would decrypt this message. So we're definitely getting this message from Alice. And there's freshness in it because there's a new random number that has been sent by Bob. Okay. So in short, Alice is not authenticated to S, but S is authenticated to Alice. B is not authenticated to S. S is not authenticated to Bob, Bob is not authenticated to Alice, and Alice is authenticated to Bob, right? But we can solve all of this by just looking at pairs, right, and seeing what goes between them. Okay, so that is the end of the authentication lecture. So it is 3 o'clock, so we can have our long break. We can have our 10-minute break, and then when we come back, I will start talking about the key management.
收邮件了，没有收邮件，我在找。 找一些期中考试题目。
有算法吗？
对啊，想那件事。
算法很难是吗？
我不知道，可能对我来说超级难。
加油吧。
是，那个是 machine learning， 就很像 machine learning， 基本上其实就是平时作业，然后但是这个是算法，是另外一个说上来这门课他连 tutorial 都没有。
为什么没有 tutorial？ 全部跟老师自己讲吧。
这就是上周六出去玩的，这是你上周六出去玩的行程。
没有，出去
了。出去玩
了。算吧，加油！你们还是太自信了，都快考试了吧？
后天考试，
那你还是不一样。
今天我做，
后天考试。临时抱佛脚不行的。
今天晚上想明天不行。
临时抱佛脚不行的。
后天也做吧。哎，你看，你看，你到这上面去找这种题目靠谱吗？就是
找不到呀，找不到。
就是类似
找补录题目。你找不到，我很难去找。
啊？
你找不到。
行，我找一找，然后我们研究研究那题，就是他可能不是跟我们一样题，但是可能
可以用来复习。
对，主题可能是一样，是吧？
找你找个本部题目。
本部找不到。
哇，这是 PhD 的课。
哦，这个这也
是 PhD 的课。
对。
博士博弈论和算法。
不是那个博弈论，就是那
个。也就是那个博弈算法分析与博弈论这个课全称。然后
我以为你算法不会那么小，可能是注意。
所以说，一般我觉得把两个课复合起来，它难度应该是会变低才对。
但是还是有点。
那他如果真的是贴，他如果真的是贴出低分，他没有
也
是
困难。
但是那应该是算法，我觉得。
不算法，你们算法，
你觉得本科能留吗？
我是
还是不一样，我们在学院学的，就是这么
回事。而且这个
算法也是，就是那个。
他说是博弈论，其实我感觉更偏向于那种就什么什么就策略啊，那什么
对，
是吧？
就是